Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started the chapter on humility and being lenient with the believers. We did a few ayat of the Quran. We explained what humility is and how it is the root of all good deeds. And the opposite of it is pride. And pride is the root cause of all evil deeds. And we explained the shaitan, that Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with three ayns. He was a alim, he was a abid, and he was a arif. He recognized Allah Ta'ala also. So he had the knowledge. He was a worshipper. There wasn't a space in the heavens where he did not make sajda. And also he had the close understanding and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one thing he didn't have was he wasn't a ashik. He wasn't a lover of Allah Ta'ala. So when a person doesn't have love, then when a command is given, then he wants to calculate. He wants to do and he wants to have an understanding in his brain why this command is there. Allah Ta'ala commanded him to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. And all the malaika, immediately they obeyed the command of Allah. There was no question of why. It was just a matter of obeying the command of Allah Ta'ala out of the love and the awe and respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But shaitan, because he was not a ashik, now he started questioning. That khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. That wallah, you created me from fire and you created him from earth. So now he started doing his calculation, he started doing the weighing, that what is the benefit of me doing this and what. So he was struggling with his understanding. So when there's love, then a person puts all the calculations, he put all his analysis one side, and he just looks at the command of Allah and he's happy. Whether I understand the command or I don't understand, whether it makes sense to me or doesn't make sense, this is the command of my Allah. Out of love, I obey the command of Allah Ta'ala. I don't question too much and I don't ask too many questions, so long as it's the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, pride is such a thing that it becomes the root cause of all evils. In Arabic, there's a nice saying that a proud person, the condition of a proud person is like a man standing on a mountain. The condition of a proud person is like a man standing on a mountain. The man standing on a mountain, everything below him, in the bottom, everything looks small. So in his eyes, everything is small. This person is small, that person is small, this is small, that is small. But is the condition that Allah Ta'ala has created, is the asar that Allah Ta'ala has created. Because of that, the people in the bottom also, when they look up, they also see him small. This man is also small. So although he's looking at everyone and he's seeing them small, because of the way he's conducting himself and he's carrying on himself, he doesn't realize when everyone else is looking at him also, they're also seeing him small. So this is how Allah Ta'ala has created pride. It's not something that gets a person anywhere in life. Actually, it's a quality that is a pure, pure shaitani quality that a person wants to show off his greatness rather than looking at the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we do one more ayat. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالِ يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ قَسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَالُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ ادْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزَنُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the people of A'raf. The people of A'raf will call out to those whom they would recognize by their signs. By their signs. Just to understand that who these people of A'raf are. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw the people of Jahannam. The disbelievers will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam even before they can come to the bridge of Sirat. Thrown because of their disbelief, thrown into Jahannam. Then you'll get the believers that now will proceed. And they will be proceeding with the light that Allah Ta'ala has given them, the light of Iman, the light that will be shining in front of them and to their right hand side. They'll be moving with this light. This will be the solar power that Allah Ta'ala will give the believers, the power of Iman, and they'll be moving. And then what will happen is tailing them will be the munafiqin. Because in this world also they tailed, they followed behind the shadow of the Muslims. Although they were disbelievers, but they followed in the shadow. They'll do the same thing on the day of Qiyamah. They'll follow behind the believers. Allah Ta'ala paints the picture of what will happen. So they will follow them and they'll, on the day of Qiyamah, they'll tell them, قِيلًا زُرُوا إِلْتَمِسْ مِن نُورِكُمْ. That give us some light. Give us some light, because Allah Ta'ala now will cover them with darkness. Like how in his load shedding, suddenly you get covered with darkness. The munafiqeen will get covered with darkness. Now suddenly they can't see. So they'll tell him, wait for us, don't go so far ahead. Wait for us, we want some of your light. That nur of yours that you're asking, that light that you're asking, you left it behind, go back. In other words, you had a chance in the world, that amal and that iman of yours was there, you go back for it, go find it in the back. So that's what will happen, is then at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. Allah ta'ala will put a wall, a big massive wall, not a wall that we know, a massive wall. And in that wall also will be a gate. This Bab that's referring here is a gate that Allah ta'ala will put. So if you think of it as two countries, one country and another country, and they got a no man's land and they have a wall in the center, sometimes often in countries to separate it, they have a wall, especially if a person happens to go to Palestine, he'll see how these walls are being built, massive walls with towers. So wall will be built, the Jannatis are gone ahead, the Jahannamis are in the back. These people also have been thrown back, entered into Jahannam. And on top of this wall now will be the people of Araf. The people of Araf, who are they? Ulama explained that they will be the people whose good deeds and evil deeds are equal. They are equal. Net, they equal the good deeds and the bad deeds, are set off each other. So they got absolutely nothing. Allah Ta'ala through His grace saved them from the fire of Jahannam. And they haven't yet been entered into Jannah. So they will be perched on top of this wall. And they will have a chance to speak to the Jannatis, and they will have a chance also to see what's happening in Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat of the Quran is referring to this. Ultimately Allah ta'ala through His grace and His rahmat, He will also enter these people, the people of Araf, into Jannat. But this is at that point when Jannatis are entered into Jannat, Jahannamis are entered into Jahannam. These people who broke even, they'll be perched on top of this wall. And this is what this ayat is speaking about. That the people of Araf will call out to those whom they would recognize by their signs. Now this is referring to, they will address the people in Jahannam, your messes and your pride were of no avail to you. This is the part that ties up with the chapter, that your numbers, you thought you had the numbers, you were proud, you were arrogant in the world, but it was of no avail to you. No avail to you, look at where you are, you are at the moment in Jahannam. So they will be Araf people now talking to the people in Jahannam, where these the people. Now Allah Ta'ala will say, after Allah Ta'ala, so this was the first part of the speech, was the speech of the people of Araf to the Jahannamis. Now this is referring to what Allah Ta'ala will say on the day of Qiyamah, after even the people of Araf are also entered into Jannah. So now all those that are meant to go into Jannah are gone, all those that are meant to go into Jahannam are gone. This is the address of Allah Ta'ala to the people of Jahannam, but referring to the people of Araf that have just been entered into Jannah, where these people regarding whom you used to take oaths, that Allah Ta'ala will not have mercy on them, Allah Ta'ala will say, enter paradise. No fear shall come upon you, nor shall you grieve. No fear at all, and nor shall you grieve. The point that is made from this ayat is the people of Jahannam, one thing, quality that they had, is this quality of pride. When they had this quality of pride, specifically on the day of Qiyamah, the people of Araf will tell them and address them, you thought your pride and you thought your message will come to your assistance. Nothing came to your assistance. People of humility and people of good deeds have now been entered into Jannat. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of being from the people of Jannat. See how important it is, this humility. He said, pride is such a thing that a person doesn't care. So long as it's my group, I follow that group. He's not looking to see what is right or what is wrong. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yashifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.